Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Max and Ivan, Fugitives.
Max and I are both currently locked in an empty metal shipping container.
So I think you've actually probably jumped ahead there a little bit. Too recent. So we're developers at Fuel, which is how we came to be working on a game which you might well be playing right now.
Ice Cream Town.
Boris, where did you come from?
I have been here all the time.
Boris's laptop was not as it should be. A VPN, vast reams of Russian text, all leading to one folder.
The cuckoo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We downloaded 4 gigs of encrypted Russian files, and as a direct result, someone was murdered by a police officer, and the only one who seems to know what's going on is basically a mute getaway driver who's breaking the speed limit to take us to the airport.
We do not have much time.
Thanks, mate! So there are 3 things we need to do. We need to stay alive, we need to find this Lara, and we need to find the Berlin safe.
This calls for a mahoosive bong!
Yeah, he's a paranoid old weirdo, but at least we're safe.
A shipping container.
Oh dear.
Filling up with water.
Shit.
Max and Ivan, Fugitives. Episode 2.
Okay, on the plus side, it's not coming in that fast.
Right. And if water can get in, people can get out.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, feels good to say it, though. If water can get in, people can get out! It's coming from here. A tiny, almost invisible crack in the side of the container.
And people...
I don't think people can get out this way, though.
Look, we'll get out the normal way, via the door. We just need to not panic.
Yeah. Fuck you, water!
Come on. I'm fine. Still recording?
Yeah.
Great. Let's get on with it then. We charged through the Estonian woods, not knowing who we were running from or where we were running to.
Oh, fuck. Mr. Cheney. Oh, God, they blew up his house.
And he didn't do anything wrong.
No. Oh, I mean, there was... the money stuff with the young students.
Oh, but it sounded like they'd both given their informed consent.
Yeah, I mean, there was a definite power imbalance there, isn't there?
Yeah, but that's down to capitalism. If the means of production...
Okay, we should keep running.
Oh, God, okay.
The ground was uneven, the undergrowth dense with bracken. We stumbled onwards desperately as fast as we could.
I paused briefly to catch my breath and turn on my Fitbit app.
What are you doing?
If I'm stepping, I'm logging.
Jesus!
The path started to clear and we ran for God knows how long.
Well, I mean, in my case, it was 1,423 steps. I can also report that according to my watch, I was... Yeah, no, that makes sense. Highly stressed at this point.
Finally, bruised, cut, bleeding and drenched with the sweat of exhaustion and fear, we reached the road.
God, I thought my Peloton training would have prepared me for this. Is that your cable thing? No, that's Tonal. That's a wall-mounted, smart home weights machine. I had to stop using it. I felt like Patrick Bateman. Oh, right. Is that the smart yoga mirror? No. To be honest, I've been mainly using that as an actual mirror. A mirror? Yeah, sure. Like Peloton's the, well, it's a smart exercise bike. It live streams the classes. Oh, yeah, I remember.
The Obamas use it.
Nice.
And Hugh Jackman.
Sweet. How often do you use it?
Now I think about it. I've used it about 4 times in the last year.
Oh, God, look. That must be Ave and Litsa.
Yeah, they don't look like real nuns.
This is
Marjok's Steinnest. Die billine Dr. Chene.
We should warn them.
Hello. Sorry.
Vad on du stel? Nåle med Hilja.
Please, don't go that way.
No English.
No, come back.
Fuck. Look, if it's us they're after, those women probably aren't in danger.
That's true. I guess they'll just discover the remains of Mr. Cheney and the wreckage of his house.
Perhaps they'll steal all of his valuables.
Which, as we know, is what he'd have wanted.
Yeah.
Now let's get out of here.
I can't run anymore.
No, nor can I. Oh, right. Let's try this truck. Please. A lift. Hello?
Ni estas hitchhikers, Duolingo Esperanto. Oh, sorry, I didn't need to read that last bit.
English?
Yes. Do you speak English?
Liverpool, Manchester United.
That'll do.
Rodney's a flunker.
The truck was loaded with cabbages.
We gave a tip to the driver. He let us climb into the back with the cargo.
Good call. I'll never think to look back here.
Then, after about 15 minutes...
Should we see if we can...
Sit in the front?
Yeah. The smell, it's...
Robust. I agree.
Thank you so much for the lift.
Freddie Mercury, boy George.
What an impressive knowledge of British culture.
Baby, what a bitch!
And impressive driving, especially considering how much rosé he was drinking. Well, I wonder what's big in Tartu.
Ice cream town, by the looks of things. Check out that billboard above that cafe. Lolly the Lolly and Two Scoop Shakur have made it to Estonia's second biggest city.
Jesus, sort of horrifying.
I don't know. It's nice to see their warm, smiling faces.
They're certainly warmer looking than that gathering of men in the square over there.
Ugh, yeah. Though they might just be, you know, an alopecia support group.
And if they're not?
Well, then they're a bunch of skinheads and I'm terrified of them.
Yeah, let's get some lunch.
Some sweet kohukke, a kilo vilep sprat sandwich, and a couple of balls of mulke puder, potato and groats porridge.
Why have you ordered so much food?
Sorry. I go a bit overboard when I'm on holiday.
We're not on fucking holiday. The Russians are trying to kill us. Boris was gunned down by a giant policeman. Mr. Cheney was blown up, all because of whatever we downloaded onto this laptop.
I mean, I didn't say this was a great holiday.
All we know is the folder is called The Cuckoo.
And that one of the subfolders is called Operation V.
Which sounds pretty fucking ominous. From Boris's diary, we know there was a safe in Berlin that was important to him. And that he had an ally called Lara, who he wanted to protect. Sorry, these skinheads really aren't helping me think. Come on, Boris, talk to me. What was Lara's surname?
Brunhart.
Where in the world is she?
Liechtenstein.
What's her number?
+42323.
Sorry, can I clarify? Are you just making this up?
No. I just found all of her details on Boris's laptop.
Holy fuck, really?
Yeah, she's the only contact in the address book.
The only person he trusted.
We've got to find her. Make sure she's safe. Tell her what we know.
Oh my God. Did you say Lara Brunhart?
Yeah.
In Liechtenstein?
Yes.
She's the head of the Secret Services.
Shit.
There wasn't much on her online. Just one short entry in a government press release. But there she was.
Lara Brunhart has been promoted to head of the intelligence services.
And so we knew what we had to do.
Right. I've worked out the most anonymous route we can take to Liechtenstein.
Go on.
Yeah, you're not going to like it.
Go on.
Coach journey.
Sure.
38 hours.
So it's risk being brutally murdered or long-haul coach journey. I mean, we could flip a coin and... Come on, let's do it.
And once we're there, how are we going to meet her?
Well, I'll just call her office and book in a meeting.
Really?
Yeah. Why not? I can do that. It's just a conversation.
Amazing. Go for it.
You shut the fuck up. I'm going to make this call down the road.
Do you want me to doggy bag any of this? Well, what I can only describe as bone?
I'm okay, thanks.
You finished?
No way. This is good bone.
Sorry about March. They do not speak for all of us.
Who are they all?
Kuldne Kilp. How you say, golden... thing that protects you.
Golden retriever?
No. Shield. Golden shield. They are quite new party, but very loud and suddenly everywhere. Just ignore them. Perhaps they go away.
Done.
What?
Got the meeting booked.
Incredible.
I'm a chief. It's just what we do.
Our coach arrived. We gave our bags to the driver, who angrily gave them back to us, and we kept them on our laps as we squeezed into the cramped, awful seats.
I dozed off and awakened with dribble on my shoulder. Sadly, not mine. Realising we still needed a semblance of professionalism, I logged onto Fuel Chat and sent our boss a voice message.
Hi, Bingo. Max here. Just checking in. Life. The universe, everything. Ice Cream Town, etc., etc. Delighted to see it still zooming up the charts. There are billboards of it in Estonia, a cousin told me. Anyway, Ivan and I are really, really ploughing on with the back end, which is why it is down at the moment, because we're just really, really getting into it. So much so that we're working remotely, you know, zero distractions. So we're off-grid, but also very much on-grid here in Kent. We're in Kent. Yeah, the Garden of England. Anyway, goodbye.
Well, that went well. Oh, Ivan, you've gone full coach. What are you wearing?
It's basically just a sheet. I'm sorry. I've got another 34 hours on this thing. I've got to get through it somehow.
Is that old woman wearing your belt?
Yeah. I traded it for 2 hours using her underseat USB charger because our one has chewing gum in it.
Grim.
Well, worth it, though. I ran my phone down trying to call the smoking driver who saved us, but I haven't been able to get through.
It's like he wasn't real. Perhaps he was a guardian angel.
Do you think?
If guardian angels can be heavyset blokes in their 60s with neck hair you could plait, then sure.
Oh, my God.
Did he answer?
What? No. The Minotaurs released another installment of his Pwnage Diaries. So I guess I'll read that for an hour. Then I'll go inside my sheet for a bit. Then I guess I'll figure out something else to trade for some more charging time.
And what's he done this time?
So, this evangelical pastor's been funding anti-abortion rallies across the states. The Minotaur used drones to spray paint a 50-foot-high copy of his mistress's abortion certificate on the wall of his megachurch.
He does not fuck around, does he?
The Big Pharma one was amazing, but quite dark. After a CEO massively jacked up the price of some HIV medication, the Minotaur hired an actor to threaten to kill him and filmed it all on a GoPro. Look.
Please, I'm pleading you, sir, don't cut me. I've got a family.
Okay, I tell you what, I won't kill you if you give me $1.
Okay. I've got $1 here.
Wait, the price has gone up.
What? How much?
$10,000. Right now.
But I don't have it on me. I can speak to...
Right now.
There's no way, please. I can't.
The actor never touches him. The knife's made out of rubber, but the moment the CEO physically shits himself has become a meme.
Unbelievable. Sort of feels like John Ronson should do a sequel, all about the good kind of public shaming.
And my phone's dead again. Oh, the old lady's charging her stuff. I'm gonna have to find someone else to try and trade, possibly my slightly soiled underwear.
I'm listening.
Who are you?
A mere 34 hours later.
We're alive!
Next time I honestly choose the giant murderous policeman.
Hey, we made some friends.
Safe travels.
You too, Sergey. Best of luck with the job interview. Lovely man.
Yeah, but if he gets the job, I would not send my child to that school.
Absolutely not.
We checked into a budget hotel. I had a shit shower and shave and felt human again.
To my eternal horror, I had attempted all three deep in hour 27 of the coach journey.
And with minutes to spare, we took a taxi across town to meet Lara Brunhart. Suddenly, things started to feel very real.
We arrived outside a vast, anonymous municipal building in the centre of Liechtenstein.
Oh, God, it's huge. Oh, God, what are we doing? What am I going to say? Oh, God.
Hey, it's okay. You chiefed us this meeting, right?
Aye, of course. course.
Hallo. Hallo. Ich bin ein...
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Vaduz Civic Offices. May I help you both with anything?
Hello. Lara Brunhart.
You have a meeting with Lara Brunhart. Yeah, she's expecting you. Proceed to the third floor, please.
Thankle. Fuck's sake, that's not even a word.
We arrived on the third floor and walked down a grand, stately corridor.
Past ancient oil paintings.
Marble busts.
And at the end, a vast oak door and the name Lara Brunhart engraved on a small metal sign.
I'm just checking. This is definitely the right thing to do.
What else can we do? She's the head of the Secret Services. She's clearly the only person Boris felt he could trust. It feels like she's the key to unlocking this mystery.
Are you the baked potato man?
Hello?
Hi, come in. Sorry, I'm eating a wrap. Are you guys here to talk about the baked potato stall?
Lara's office was tiny.
Basically like a large cupboard.
The walls were crumbling, the shelves were slightly lopsided. She was watching a Swiss soap opera on YouTube and playing Ice Cream Town on an iPad.
Klaus, who does food and beverage licensing, is off skiing, but I think I know where the right forms are.
Sorry, Lara Brunhart?
Yes.
We're not the baked potato men.
Oh, I did think you were early.
I phoned up.
Yeah, I remember. I wrote it on a post-it. Right, let me finish this rep.
This isn't like I expected.
I didn't think it was weirdly easy to book this meeting.
Hello, I'd like to arrange a meeting with Lara Brunhart. You see, it's...
Hi, that's me.
Really? Miss Brunhart, hello.
I can do this afternoon?
No, that's not...
Earlier? Are you in the neighbourhood?
Not yet, no, we're arriving, 38 hours, the day after tomorrow.
Let me check. Yeah, I'm free all day.
Lara, do you know Boris Yeltsin?
I do.
Well, there's no easy way to say this.
He's dead.
I know.
You do?
Yeah. Didn't he die in, like, 2007?
Oh.
Right, yeah, no, of course.
No, yes, but no, this is a different Boris Yeltsin.
Oh?
A quiet man? A computer programmer.
He was killed.
Oh.
And we have reason to believe your life may be in danger.
Me?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing!
We explained the situation as best we could. And though we don't yet know what's in the folder, we do know that poor Boris...
Brave whistleblowing Boris.
Poor, brave Boris was concerned for your safety. We wanted to come direct to you with this information, and we come seeking your help and the help of the Secret Service of Liechtenstein.
Okay, a few things. Firstly, I have no idea who this Boris is, or was, or why he knew my name and address.
Really?
That is strange.
Secondly, you guys could be anyone. You've barged in and given me this spiel. I could call the police. Although I know most of them are at a five-a-side football tournament, so they take a while to get here.
Please, please don't call the police. We need your help.
We're in a bad way. According to the stress tracker on my Fitbit app, I'm giving birth.
And thirdly, this ridiculous story of yours, it's like everything I ever dreamed of.
Sorry?
It's so cool. My job is normally so boring.
But you're head of the...
Oh, yeah. I'm technically the head of the Secret Service, but it's just me. My job title is basically a quirk of a treaty signed in 1866. I get a bonus of a bushel of corn every year.
What?
I'm just a high-ranking civil servant. I'm also technically head of the Army, Air Force, and Navy. Liechtenstein has no armed forces. We don't even have a proper prison. If someone commits a crime, we literally have to send them to Austria.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have any idea what it's like growing up in Liechtenstein, waiting for something exciting to happen? Nothing happens.
Well, surely.
I've had to try and teach myself Krav Maga using YouTube tutorials because the one martial arts teacher in Vaduz quit karate and moved to Switzerland to become a pastry chef.
That does sound sleepy.
I don't know if you are who you say you are, but if you've got proof, I'm willing to listen. Take a seat.
Thank you. Do you have more than one seat?
I do not.
Sharing a chair We showed her the laptop, the files, the live journal diary entries. We took her through everything.
But the thing that really convinced her that we were who we said we were was when I unlocked the waffle cone from her parlor.
So, here's what I'm thinking. My role is 99.9% ceremonial. However, I am empowered to act in the event of a direct threat to a citizen of Liechtenstein, and, well, I'm a citizen of Liechtenstein.
So, what are you saying?
I'm saying you have the full support and protection of the secret services of the Principality of Liechtenstein.
Incredible.
Lara, thank you.
If I can help at all, it'll be working out who Boris was and how he knew me by going through his diary entries.
Great, I'll send you the log. What's the Wi-Fi?
Oh, God, there's this whole... You have to get a bit of paper from downstairs, and then I have to, like, approve you as a guest. Just... I'm boring myself. Here, just plug it in and I'll print it out.
Ooh, she's not fast.
Faster than our internet connection. Genuinely. I'm sorry I can't help you with this safe. It might be best going to Berlin and speaking to an investigative reporter. The Germans take their journalism very seriously.
Thanks, that's a really good idea.
Is there anything else I can help with?
No, I think that's...
How about diplomatic passports?
Ivan.
Actually, yeah, I think I could.
Oh, really?
No way.
Yeah, I have the authority to issue diplomatic passports, and I've always wanted to do it. Gentlemen, write down the names of your choosing, and I will process your passports right now.
Amazing.
And then you will have them in 3 to 5 working days, once Sandra comes back from her fishing holiday.
Amazing.
We left Lara scouring Boris's diaries and processing a baked potato man's catering license, whilst we headed to Germany.
On a train.
New rule, no coaches.
We had diplomatic immunity.
Yeah, pending various administrative things.
And we'd found the greatest investigative journalist in Berlin.
We had. I'd posted on a journalism subreddit asking who we should try and speak to, and one name stood out. Stanford Wells. A legendary Washington Post alumnus, now working as executive editor-at-large of Der Spiegel.
Even though Der Spiegel means the mirror, I couldn't see anyone writing about Love Island contestants' botched cosmetic surgery attempt.
No. God, the newsroom was incredible. A bustling floor of screens and phone calls and serious-looking young reporters with notepads. Finally, we were led into a grand office.
And we stood before the man who helped break Watergate, the Gambino affair, the Bear Stearns insider trading scandal, and a load of other stuff I'd definitely heard of before this.
The world's greatest living journalist, Stanford Wells.
A storm is brewing across Europe.
He turned off his radio and smiled.
Well, hello there. I hear you got something for me.
His office was the real deal. Big oak desk, angle-poised lamp, floor-to-ceiling bookshelves. The works.
This was the man who'd sensationally exposed racial bias at the Department of Homeland Security by working undercover for 8 months as an Arizona border security guard. Who broke the thalidomide scandal despite massive threats of litigation. The first journalist on the ground when the Berlin Wall came down.
Now move that door wedge and come on in.
Sure.
Ivan, I think that is an actual Pulitzer.
First things first. It's 11:30 a.m., so could I interest you boys in a drink?
Well, I mean, probably shouldn't.
Yeah, I don't think
so.
The thing is that we...
Although...
obviously it's not every day you get the chance to...
So maybe we really...
It'd be a great honour.
Yes, please.
And I was given tenure at the New York Times the same summer I convinced my friend Pickle to run for president. Although you'd probably know him better as JFK.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Care for a third drink?
I'm pretty wasted, to be honest. And yes. Yes, please.
You know, people these days are saying that journalism is suffering, but I say poppycock.
Yeah.
All a good reporter needs is a nose for a story.
Amen.
And a secretary, or maybe two, to book in your meetings and handle your dry cleaning.
Right.
A nice, attractive copy taker to handle all that tiresome typing.
Okay.
And a righteous desire to speak truth to power.
Ah, yeah, I mean, that's definitely much more the kind.
Oh, well, plus a chauffeur-driven car and a juicy expense account.
Right, you're swinging back the other way.
Now, I may be an old dog, but I've still got one or two big scoops left in me. So, what have you got for me, boys?
We told him everything. He leant back in his chair, deep in thought.
Well, boys, It sounds to me as though you've got yourselves a problem with the internet and so forth.
Okay.
Absolutely. I mean, there is all kinds of business going on, what with emails and even the social media nowadays.
Right.
Now, in terms of cracking this story open, I got two words for you. Shoe leather.
Sorry?
Meeting folks, going door to door, building up your contacts, getting under the skin of the story. Might take weeks, might take months. Why, back at the Post, I once spent a year and a half working in the marketing department of a soap factory where we suspected the owner of human trafficking. I mean, it turns out his employers were all legal. They were just very sad. Oh, man, there was some good soap.
Cool. It just, for us, it doesn't feel like we've got weeks or months.
Yeah, we really just need to know what's in these files.
Ah, well, with those files, I might be able to help you.
Really?
Oh, you bet. I'd say you need to run them through the Google, and you'll get all sorts of results.
Ah.
Well, my sister Marie, she's a whiz with the Google. Honestly, you just give her something, and she runs it right through, prints it out, and I've got all the info on my desk the very next day.
Incredible.
So if you want to find out about your cuckoo clock or your safe, I'd say your best bet would be to process it through the Google.
It's just the cuckoo, it's not...
Sorry, out of interest, are you still writing for Dash Beagle?
Oh, you betcha. I do a column every 2 weeks. Stanford's Stews. Hearty recipes from my slow cooker.
I see.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, it is almost noon, which means I'm late for lunch.
What a letdown.
Yeah.
Massively disappointing.
What, that there was no space for us at the incredibly expensive hotel restaurant he somehow eats lunch at every day?
No! Although, well, obviously, yes. And also that would have helped mop up the 5 G&Ts. But I just can't help but feel he's a man whose time has come and gone.
Oh, man. I can't believe it. Stanford was on to something.
What, with his one part gin, one part tonic, four parts gin recipe? It's good, but it's not right.
No. The Berlin safe. I think I found it.
What?
I ran it through the Google. I just fucking searched for it.
You're kidding. Stanford, you charming old pisshead. You might have just done it again.
A simple Google search had revealed what we'd never thought to look for. Turns out the safe is the most exclusive nightclub in Berlin.
But there was more.
Above the nightclub was a penthouse. Registered to that address was a business.
It wasn't publicly visible, but we still had access to Shuck, a program that Ivan should have shut down a year ago.
It was on my to-do list.
Well, thankfully he didn't, because it turned out that that business was owned by a company whose address was registered to a field in the Cayman Islands, which itself was a holding company for another in Hong Kong, and that one was a subsidiary of something called the Labyrinth LLC. And then we saw it. The sort of thing you'd only find if you were specifically searching for it. The name?
Lair of the Minotaur!
Holy shit.
We found him! The world's best hacker! Boris must have been trying to get the cuckoo folder to him.
He lives above a Berlin nightclub.
Of course he does. God, he's so cool.
I can see his front door on Street View. Let's go, shall we?
Oh my God, I literally cannot believe I'm going to meet the Minotaur. This is going to be...
a fucking disaster.
I'll just knock one more time.
Yeah, I'm sure the man in the penthouse above one of Berlin's loudest nightclubs will hear your gentle knocking on a large metal locked door.
Why doesn't he have a buzzer?
Why does a hacker who's almost certainly broken multiple international laws not want unexpected visitors?
Okay, right. I've downloaded the building blueprint from when the club got its license.
Oh, yeah?
Check it out. There's another door that leads through to the same corridor where the lift is.
Great. Which side is it?
Well, that's the thing. It's inside.
As in, inside, inside?
Yeah.
Well then, Ivan, it's time to go clubbing.
We went our separate ways and returned an hour later in clubbing gear.
What are you wearing?
Cybergoth stuff. We're going clubbing, right?
Yeah. So I thought that was more classic rave.
That why you've got that whistle?
I've got 5 whistles, mate. Which of these bucket hats do you prefer?
I think I'd need to see them with each whistle.
Okay, no, we don't have time. Come on, let's go.
Whoa, hold on. Can I rest my hand on your shoulder? These platforms are treacherous.
We got to the front of the queue.
9.
Well, we have both seriously misjudged this whole thing, haven't we?
9.
Oh my God. Is that bouncer 9. Turning away half the queue?
More than half, it looks like.
9.
He seems to mainly be going for people dressed in black leather.
Should I turn off my boots?
Yeah, I don't think the flashing's helping us.
Well, here we go. Guten evening.
No.
Sorry, is there any way...
No.
Right.
Please, we've got to get...
Oh, wait, there you are. Come with me.
This isn't by me, Liebling.
Ugh, in the mind.
We're in.
We're in. Boots are back on, baby.
Thank you so much. That was absolutely...
Right. Which one of you Englishes has got my pills?
What?
Rene said you would be dressed ridiculous.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. We're not.
Rene sent us. Got loads of pills for you, mate.
Oh, there you both are. Brown leather. That is outrageous.
Right. Which way?
Down here.
We snaked through the club, drawing as little attention to ourselves as we could, despite our rather out-of-place costumes.
Luckily, there was a man being fisted on a large swing above the dance floor, so that helped.
Okay, it's just through this corridor, and the lift is round this corner.
Fuck, it's enormous.
Where's the button?
I don't...
Get out.
Oh, shit, that's a speaker.
We're here to speak to the Minotaur.
However you got this address, you shouldn't have come.
Oh, please, we need to speak to you. We're two developers from Fuel.
There are four bouncers downstairs who will kill you if I ask.
We need to ask you about Boris.
Now, fuck off.
About Lara.
Five, four,
about the cuckoo.
Three,
about Operation
two.
V.
That seems to have got his attention.
Shit. I can't believe I'm going to meet the Minotaur. Ivan, don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up.
Ivan, don't say it.
You're a woman!
Max and Ivan. Fugitives is written and performed by Max Aleska and Ivan Gonzalez and features Adam Buxton, Alice Lowe, Celeste Dring, Dan Tetzel, Alina Alminas, Ernest Gromoff, Freya Parker, Gemma Whelan, Jack Malone, Jason Forbes, Justin Edwards, Katia Kavinga, Kyle Kinane, Margaret Caborn-Smith, Sammy Broly, Stephen Mangan and Steve First. Sound design is by Rich Evans and photography by Idil Sukan. The producer is Ben Walker for Storyglass.